happen. Stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason.
Yeah.
And I can feel John cringing as he's editing this, and I don't care. But back to Bard.
Good morrow, adventurers, and welcome to our podcast, Good Morrow, the show that discusses all things Dungeons & Dragons and other fantasy genres. We are your co-hosts, Katie and Mandy. Tonight, we are discussing our favorite classes in Dungeons & Dragons, as well as a full class breakdown, including the two additional ones from 5e and Critical Role.
Tasha's Cauldron of Everything and Critical Role. 5e is the version of Dungeons & Dragons that we're playing.
It said 5e on the internet, as you like to say, on the Google.
On the Google. But you know what else was on the Google at one point? That That's Canada so had a military strength of 50 cows. It was like on Wikipedia.
So it must be true. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's start at the very beginning. It's really hard not to finish that song. Barbarian.
Ba-da-bum-bum-ch.
I would like to play a barbarian one day because I want to rage and say the catchphrase, I would like to rage, strictly for that.
I actually thought your next character was going to be, I was guessing fighter or barbarian, and I was surprised you went fighter. But
yeah, it actually was between fighter and barbarian. because she's a half orc, at first I was like, oh, you know, barbarian, it just makes sense. But I love fighter.
I mean, you're playing an Echo Knight, which is so cool anyway. And we'll, spoiler alert, audience, yes, we're going to do a mini series on different subclasses.
So exciting.
We'll do that later. Yes, no, Barbarian's really fun. I think it's also a really accessible class for maybe first-time players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just super, it's beefy, tanky. Like, you're most likely going to be the last one to go down. Your hit die is a d12.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, that's awesome. As someone whose current hit die is a d6, if having a lot of hit die is important to you, barbarian's fun. And you also, it's kind of just fun and therapeutic to smash the crap out of things. So if, yes, you want to just Hulk out, I think barbarian's a good way to go.
I think so too. Enough said.
Also just super fun.
Moving on, Bard.
Here's the deal. I think that for versatility, I think Bard is an excellent class. John mentioned, yes, that in the last podcast. It's an excellent class for versatility, mm-hmm, and basically for utility. The flavor of this does not speak to me,
okay,
a whole lot, which is probably surprising for some people with how musical I was in another life. But Bard's just do not do it for me.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to do with the stereotype of it. I'm just like, it's just meh. It's a, mm-hmm, cool class. You're charisma based, so you do get to do a lot of fun RP. I tend to lean heavy into charisma based classes because it lends into more fun RP, which is really what I love the most about D&D. So,
mm-hmm,
that's fun. I do think there's a lot of room. What's nice about D&D and any tabletop game, right, is, mm-hmm, it's pretend. Mm-hmm. So, like, you don't have to fall into those stereotypes, you know. Maybe you're just like a super prudish bard, or like, mm-hmm, maybe you don't play music. Maybe you are a storyteller. Maybe, like, I have a bard that I've been like noodling on that is half bard, half rogue. I know, surprising. She's an assassin rogue and a College of Swords bard. So her performing is like sword play,
which is so cool and unique.
And there's a lot of room, I think, for creativity. I mean, everywhere in this game, but I do think Bard is kind of a little fun spot for people. And I think Bard is one of those classes that you either love to play, uh-huh, or you're just like, are you just hard pass on it?
Yep. Yep. So,
maybe we feel this way because in our party, we've never had a bard.
This is true.
You know, like, so maybe we just haven't experienced it, but bard is definitely not in like my top five
class. Yeah. Same. But if it is in yours, more power to you.
It's a D8. It's a very like solid, hit die. Again, charisma based. There's a mm-hmm. lot of charisma based spells, so your charisma saving throws would be just ridiculous.
Seriously. You know,
so I think it's a solid choice.
Cleric, one of our three original from
V1. Man, cleric. Yeah.
I never, ever, ever, ever wanted to play a healer in any game, any kind of role-playing MMO, RPG, anything, because I like to be the one up front, you know, doing damage, whether it's from a caster.
You like cracking skulls. Yeah. Yes, you like getting in there and breaking things.
Yes. And I know a lot of people do, but we needed a healer. Everyone else already had theirs picked. And I was like, well, dang it. Little sucker.
Move
so,
back.
Yeah. I know. So chose cleric. And I loved it. I loved being able to do that ranged support, like these crazy amount of healing. It's for anyone who is trepidatious about doing a support healing. Try it. Like it really is so much fun. And you can also do a ton of damage as well, depending on what kind of cleric, I guess, that you are playing.
It's just not, number one, I feel like there's a much bigger responsibility being the healer of the group than there is just the other caster. And I don't want to be responsible for forgetting to heal someone and then they die. So I worry that I wouldn't be a very good cleric.
Okay.
This class probably intimidates me a little bit for that reason, because there is such a huge utility, mm-hmm. I think, based on it, right? Where you have a bigger role to play as the cleric. I think you keep everybody alive, especially if you're DM just throws hard stuff at you all the time.
Oh, you do. I 100% had my notes, and it was just every battle was like, okay, having to keep track of who's dying and like hoping that you're right. Because if you're off and you think they have more.
Like, no, no, thank you. But if that's something you really like and you like providing that support, or your mind just naturally goes there, like, I don't know. It's a solid choice. It's
one of the original ones.
It's just not my jam.
Yeah. Druid. We've never had a druid.
But we're about to.
We are about to, and I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
So I'm curious, what prompted you to go with druid?
It just fit with my character and her personality that I had already made. And it all just made sense and lined up like the stars. I'm really excited. And it's kind of funny because I had never had a desire to play a druid up until this moment.
I think druid's a really interesting class. I think it has a lot of interesting flavor, mm-hmm. and it, like you're doing, you're being really creative with your character, and it doesn't necessarily have to be. I think druid typically evokes like a really hippie connotation. And I think that's a really fun way to play it if that's mm-hmm. what you want to play with it. But it also makes me think of Fern from Critical Role.
Me too.
She's a Circle of Wildfire druid. And I love how she's played it.
Yes.
Because her character's from the Fae. She doesn't have the same like morality that other characters do. So like lying mm-hmm. and stealing, she's like, why is that bad? I
love it. I love she's just like a klepto.
She's so chaotic and it's great. But I think it goes back to like your class informs the mechanics of how you play, right? Yes. But it's not necessarily your character. It's just their mm-hmm. job.
Yeah.
Right. Like I work in a corporate area, but that's not who I am as a person.
Right.
Thankfully, I'm not only spreadsheets and box folders.
Yes.
It's a strong part of my personality for sure, but that's not all of it.
Yes.
And I think you can take that into selecting a class. So really, I think when you're selecting class, you have to look at what you want to do and what you want to achieve. Druid's another one that the hit die is a D8. I actually think they're one of the safest bets with their primary ability being wisdom. Same with cleric, actually, mm-hmm. because I think the majority of spells have a wisdom saving throw, or a lot of them have a wisdom saving throw.
Yes.
So just again, depends.
Yes. Okay. Fighter.
Boom.
I'm obsessed. And I know we talked about it earlier, but I just love the melee combat. I love being right up front and being able to just do loads of damage. I love also being tanky. I love not having to be, you know, way over here far back and doing spells, which is great because you're still doing loads of damage. But true. I just like being up front and center.
No, I think fighter is really interesting, and it can also be really versatile. Mm-hmm. There's so many interesting subclasses, but you can also be a dex-based or a strength-based fighter.
Yes, which I love.
Which I think is really cool, and it makes a lot of sense, mm-hmm. right? If you look just at physiological body types and different fighting styles, I think fighter is really interesting. It's one of the original classes. Fighter is solid, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of the ones that I think John mentioned this in the last uh-huh. Podcast, but it is probably one of the easiest classes.
It is.
Absolutely. I think I don't want easy to sound like I'm demeaning it, because I'm not trying to. I just mean, like, you're not going to run into decision paralysis very yes. often, because you're going to go, okay, I run up and I hit it. Because yep.
it's very straightforward.
This is what I do. I hit things. I don't think there are bland classes. I think there are bland.
Don't say it.
Characters.
My gosh, it's like being in a high school with acting. There are no, what is it?
Small parts. There are no small parts, actors.
Only small actors. Yes. Which, oh. Well, but like, really, there's some truth to it.
There's some truth to it, but also there are definitely small parts in plays.
Absolutely.
Okay. Both of us have been in plays. Make us
feel better.
Okay. It makes us feel better. But what I meant by that was your character is what you make it. Right. Like, if your character comes across bland, that's on you, boo. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can fix it, but it's up to you, right? Yes. Like, you have to infuse that. So I think you can make character choices either way. So if you wanted to do champion, absolutely. Just like spice it up some way. Add yep. like a little bit of salt and pepper on that.
A little bit, yes. Or even just like how you're role playing it. Like,
yeah. So I think the next one is monk.
Yes, it is.
Heh.
Heh. Yeah, for me, monk, as of right now, is a pass.
There's lots of stuff to do there. I don't know if I would recommend it for someone just starting D&D because it's mm-hmm. so mechanics heavy.
I probably wouldn't.
But then again, I've never played it. So, I mean, nothing's wrong with jumping in head first. I would just, no. like Katie said, read it a little bit more.
Paladin.
Paladin sucks.
Whatever. You big liar.
I just had to say it because I know Chris is going to watch at some point.
I know.
Ugh. I think there's a lot of versatility in Paladin. Mm. I was able to do a lot of, like, this is a charisma-based class as well as Warlock, right? Yes. So mm-hmm. I've never played a straight Paladin. So that may be coloring my view of it, because I did have access to like Warlock spells too.
Right.
But I was able to, you know, do a lot of RP spells. Super fun. You could get in there, and I dealt so much damage because so much smites.
So many smites. Yes.
So many smites.
For anyone who is interested in dealing the damage, it's definitely a way to go.
Yeah, for sure.
And that you can lay hands on yourself and heal yourself every now and then was also a nice little pad.
Yeah.
That she gets. Nice. Okay. Our next we have is Ranger.
Okay, Katie, let's hear the dissertation on Ranger. Because you're the only, I don't think I've ever even created
have
one.
Have you never made a,
I don't
you
think I
haven't
have.
Played a Ranger.
Mm-mm.
It's still one of my favorites. Absolutely. The versatility is definitely a draw because you can do melee as well as distance ranged. I definitely think it's an easy, well, again, we use that word like
it doesn't know. Mean it's any less than or yes. like less cool. It just means
it's not as complicated as per se like monk or
yeah. or Bloodhunter. Sorcerer, honestly, yes. or Bloodhunter. Yeah.
But I definitely think it's a good class to start off with for someone who is starting D&D for the first time. Or
I would say like the mechanics are weaker in this version than mm-hmm. they were in older versions. So
yes,
I think you have to play a little bit of min-maxing here. Mm-hmm. And it, depending on what you want, which isn't bad. Like Ranger's fun and it's dexterity and wisdom based. Like there's lots of things you can do there. I loved your Ranger. I liked Jason's Ranger too. I thought all of the Rangers were really cool. Anyway, Ranger, I think has some, at least in my opinion, has some of the more fun flavor subclasses wise. Mm-hmm. And also Ranger's just fun for people who are here because they want to be Aragorn, you know?
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yep. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that in any way, shape or form. Like I have a character that I've created that is very much so based on one of my favorite fantasy characters. And yes. that's fine.
Yep. Okay. Speaking of one of our favorite classes, Rogue.
Rogue. It's my favorite. It is so, so good and just so satisfying to get sneak attack.
It's amazing.
Honestly, it's the coolest class. It's also like, to me, it's like the edgiest class. Yes. And that might be why I love it, because I am probably the least edgy person in the world. Like, I have an entire bookshelf back here that's just filled with Hallmark love stories. That's it, man. Because like, that's my jam. Okay. I love that. But also, I like to pretend I have a bit of a dark side. And that's
don't we all like
that's where I play Rogue, right? And even when I play Rogue, I forget I can steal stuff. So how edgy am I really at the end of the day? But I love Rogue. It's so fun. And there's so many just really cool moments. And I think you, much like Cleric, actually, weirdly, this may be because I have a bit of main character syndrome, probably, but you get to have moments as a rogue where like a lot is dependent on you, right? Like you need to get this door unlocked.
Yeah. Or right? We're all going to die.
Yeah. We're all going to die. If you don't get this door unlocked. So you better have those proficiencies. You better roll well. And those lead to like really delicious tension moments that I just love.
Yes.
But no, Rogue is the best. And it's so fun. And you get to steal stuff.
And you get to steal stuff.
And I keep forgetting I can steal stuff. But I know I can as a rogue. I just don't.
You're just like the best rogue because you know that you can, but you don't have
to. Yeah, like I am allowing you to keep your stuff.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, actually. Gosh. All right. We will move ahead to Sorcerer. Since you are playing the Sorcerer currently, what do you think?
I love this class. It doesn't beat out Rogue for me. Like Rogue is still more fun. Spellcaster is really, really fun if you love flavor and if you love RP.
Agreed.
If you don't love those things and you're not okay being ranged, don't play a Sorcerer.
Yeah.
Sorcerer is complicated. And frankly, like I'm still learning and we've been playing for 6 months. Like sorcery points are hard to keep track of. And that's where you get most of your versatility and your flexibility, right? Is those sorcery points.
Oh,
it's a fun class though. So, but if you are going to do it when you first start, read. And there's lots of really good YouTube videos. So try to find those.
Yes, they are really great. All right, Warlock. I don't like have any experience with Warlock outside of Chris and you. So
Warlock is really fun. It can be squishy. This is another one that I think flavor is super, super fun. Like there's something really cool about making a deal and getting your magic because of that. I toyed around with the idea of Maeve, when she was a Warlock, actually like not having a good relationship with her patron. And like maybe like resenting that this is where her magic comes from. So I think there's lots of, or like maybe she was tricked into making her deal. I think there's some really fun things there, but Warlocks do not get a lot of spell slots.
No, they don't. But you do also get, what is it? You get your spell slots back on short rests.
Yes. So that is nice. Like you get your spell slots back on short rests, or at least one. It's been a year, but
gotcha.
You do get your spell slots back, which is nice. That's why when I played a warlock, I was always like, can we, is this counted as a short rest?
And Chris is like, no.
I think warlock is one of those, like paladin, that does do a really great multi-class with a lot of different ones. Yes. And I think it's like a really great ingredient.
Okay, wizard. Someday I will do wizard, and
your
I will
rock. Your first character ever was a wizard.
That's right, I was, and I was a terrible wizard.
Yeah, and you almost got us killed a million times.
You know what?
John always makes great wizards, great characters. It's just never been something that I've been like, mm-hmm. yay, I want to do that. It's just, honestly, it's probably one of those classes that intimidates me a little bit more.
There are more spells, I think, with wizards than anyone. And like, man, even as a cleric, you have so many spells. So I can't imagine having more. Like, oh, keeping track of all of them is insane. Mm-hmm. But so, it's so much fun. I don't want to complain. 17
levels into wizard, they have the largest spell list in game. Wizard's great. I mean, it was one of the original classes. It was just called Magic Caster at that point, and then it kind of morphed into Sorcerer, Wizard, and other areas. But I think Wizard, it's, again, one of the squishier ones, like Sorcerer. So mm-hmm. get really good at Mage Armor. And it's also interesting because it's one of the few classes that its primary ability is Intelligence. So
that's
interesting. That could be fun if you want to be the person that's doing investigations or history. I think...
Mm-hmm.
It just, whether or not that's going to be useful in your game is up to your DM or like the module they're running or the homebrew that they're running, right?
Right. And if you like to play a lot of RP, then it works great because you have to go find those spells. You're not just, you know,
born
with them innately.
Yeah. I think for our group, especially, like, I think we're a healthy mix of people who love RP versus people who love combat or mm-hmm. who love like battlefield control. Like mm-hmm. I think John and I probably lean more RP and like battle control heavy, and whereas like you and Jay really like getting in there and destroying stuff. But no, I think there's a lot of good with wizard. It's scary to Mandy.
It's scary. So our last two that we have is Artificer, and this was a new addition in Tasha's Cauldron of Everything. I haven't ever actually given it a thought. I don't really have an opinion on it other than I always think of a tiny gnome.
See, what's funny to me, like, so I've never given this class really a thought. And this, it's one of those things too, where it's like, I don't want to build stuff.
Same,
you know? So mm-hmm. I think like magical tinkering, I think it's a really cool class. If that's something you're interested in, like I can actually see Jason playing this class.
Yeah,
if he did like cleric, cause he likes building stuff. Like it's an interesting marriage of like magic and science and all that fun stuff. This is another class that's intelligence based. It's very interesting. And for the longest time, I thought that Percy from Critical Role, just bringing up all the Critical Role stuff, cause I've been listening to a lot. It was like a multi-class of Artificer and Gunslinger because he makes a lot of his stuff, but yeah, I don't think he is. But he's actually what I think of when I think of Artificer. And I don't think he's actually an Artificer, but that's what I think of. If you want to play it, play it. I've never played it. I don't know. And I haven't looked at it close enough. I've never had a player as a DM want to play it.
Yeah.
So there hasn't been a need for me to learn about it.
No.
Other than this podcast. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't do a whole lot of homework.
So. I didn't really do a whole lot. I mean, I did nothing on Artificer, so I will be honest. But if any of you have done Artificer, let us know in the comments below if you like it or what do you think of it. Last but not least, we have Bloodhunter, our new addition from Critical Role. I think it's a really fun class. I think it's really cool. It has a lot of versatility like Monk does, a lot of options, a lot of RP opportunities. So I definitely would suggest it as a class, and I would like to play it at some point. But like Monk, I personally would not suggest it for a first time D&D, puberty role. Dang it, I knew it was going to come one of these times.
D&D.
Gosh, darn it.
I'd agree with you. I think this is a class that I've always wanted to play, but I've been a little leery of just because in order to utilize some of its best features, you have to take damage.
Yes. It's a little unnerving.
For someone a little risk averse, that's a little scary. To me, probably it feels the most complicated, or at least right up there with Sorcerer for me.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a, if you want to play D&D on level expert, you jump in here.
Yes. Now's your chance. Pikachu, I choose you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I would agree. Absolutely. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, we finally went through all of them. We got them all done. In the end,
Rogue wins.
Gosh.
I think John said it best in the last podcast, right? Like,
he did.
Whatever class you want to play and the class you enjoy, that's the best class.
It is.
Right.
That wraps things up. For more info on classes, you can visit one of our sites that we have talked about on our last podcast, rpgbot.net. It goes over everything you could ever possibly want to know about classes and everything else.
And suggested builds.
Yes. It's
or player handbook.
Or the player handbook is also great.
Rogue.
Oh my gosh. They're still living with her after this. Well, whether you're on your way to work, cleaning around the house, kicking back and hanging out, or mindlessly scrolling on your phone, because we know you are, we're grateful you've joined us. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or any other favorite podcast app, so you can be immersed in fantasy and hear our interesting spin on D&D and how you can have that in your D&D game as well. And if you're watching on YouTube, tell us how you chose your favorite class and which one it is. Or you can leave us a comment about your least favorite and why. We love reading and responding to all of your comments. Stay tuned during these next few weeks as we have some exciting events we will be covering, character deaths and how to cope with them, with our special guest, Jason, Mandy's husband, as well as Critical Role's new Candela Obscura. And
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. Oh my gosh. I need to go watch it right now. Well met, friends, and we will see you on the morrow.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.